Welcome to The Thriving Marriage, the podcast for those who want to get their spouse back in love with them and truly thrive.
You'll learn why 95% of people don't save their marriage and the secret method no one else is talking about that will change everything for you. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Let's turn tragedy to triumph.
Here are your hosts, international marriage experts, Mark Johnston and Heather Choate.
Welcome everyone here to the Thriving Marriage podcast. My name is Heather Choate and I'm excited and grateful to have you here. And welcome back to the Thriving Marriage, the number one resource for couples in the world. Today I'm going to be sharing with you our attraction CPR method, how to win back their attention when you feel them pulling away. So make sure you stay to the end because I'm going to give you a very special opportunity that only those that stay to the end are going to be able to get. So do not miss that. So what I'm going to cover with you guys today is exactly what's going through their mind when they start to put in less effort and the three simple things that you can do right now to get them trying again. Maybe why they haven't recommitted to the marriage yet. We're going to talk about the four most common reasons and the simple psychology that gets them wanting you again. And the one text that you can send immediately that will guarantee they'll be thinking about you when you're not around. The secret to building their desire to the point where they're the one initiating contact. Who here would love that? Raise your hand, leave a comment and say, me, I would love it if my spouse was the one that was initiating contact. And this is a must-have, you know, if you've been anxiously checking your phone, checking up on them, wondering when they're going to call, wondering when they're going to come back, wondering who they're with, that they are actually taking some steps towards you. Sounds pretty good, right? If they really mean it when they say, I love you, but I'm not in love with you, I'll share with you a simple test that's going to reveal the difference and what they really mean when they're saying this. And my daily tool for calming negative thought patterns that make us self-sabotage, right? And behave in low value ways that actually drive your partner away and rob you of your happiness. So that's what we're going to go through today. I hope you're excited and get ready to, you know, buckle up and pay attention to this. Really lean in. If you are having a spouse that's saying, I love you, but I'm not in love with you. I want a divorce. I want separation. I'm in love with someone else. I'm not happy here. I see that you're changing, but the changes are just a manipulation or anything like that, then put down all distractions and really give this your full attention. My intention is to give you everything that I can and to listen to what would be able to help you best, okay? As I'm reading your comments and listening to you guys, I want to make sure that I'm able to serve you best with your sacred marriage relationships. And your job is to make sure that you pay attention because what I'm about to share with you may be the most important thing that you've ever heard. And it may be very different than what you've heard from your therapist or your pastor or a self-help book or your friends. And this is what really works, okay? So what we're talking about here with the CPR method of getting their attraction back is really the very first step of the marriage restoration process, okay? And if your spouse is still pulling away, if they're actively pursuing someone else, if they're actively moving towards divorce and they haven't hit that pause button yet, then this is definitely going to be for you and where you need to start. So as we begin here today, I want to ask you if you're familiar with this story because it's one that I hear a lot because we've helped tens of thousands of couples, you know, all around the world now. And I talk to you guys, dozens of you every single week about your marriages. And so this is a very common story, right? Let me know if it sounds familiar. Maybe everything started off great, right? You and your spouse, you were just so in love, that kind of puppy love, head over heels in love, right? And you had so many big dreams together. You felt like you could do anything. I know I definitely felt that with my husband. Even though you knew you weren't both perfect, you tended to look at the good in each other instead of dwelling on the bad. Would you agree? Right? And how good would it feel to get back to that place where you're looking at the good in each other rather than the bad? It's amazing that when you're in those first like stages of falling in love and this massive attraction for each other that your weaknesses and frailties tend to be overlooked, right? You tend to overlook them in your partner and they tend to overlook them in you. And then after a few years of marriage, then we tend to magnify our partner's weaknesses and they tend to magnify all of our weaknesses and all of our imperfections. And then that tends to be what we focus on. As you guys know, here at High Thrive Coaching, with our PATH method, we really focus on the narrative, the story that you're telling about the relationship and your spouse is telling about the relationship and telling about you as well. But let's go back to the beginning, okay? So at the beginning, we're laughing, we're flirting, everything feels light, it's easy, and you love to be around each other. And things are really good for a while, right? But then the stresses and the pressures of life build up, and then it happens, right? The communication slows down. Their energy towards you just changes. And slowly, you may feel them kind of just pulling away. Happiness is replaced with anxiety. And excitement with fear and self-doubt, as maybe they just stop talking to you about things, the tensions start rising, they start to look at you through a negative lens, and you start to maybe look at them through a negative lens, and sometimes they're even unfaithful, and they break their promises to you, or you break your promises to them, and it leaves you feeling a little bit broken. And before you know it, you find yourself maybe overthinking the things that you say to them, right? And eventually communication dies completely and you're left wishing more than anything that you could somehow find the key that would unlock their interest once more and get them wanting to work on the relationship with you and wanting to be with you again. Does that sound familiar, right? The story is painful and unfortunately it's all too common. It's happening to far too many of us out there. And that's why over 50% of marriages are ending in divorce. And those that stay married, only 8% actually report being happy in their marriage. That means that 92% of relationships are failing or are not happy or unhappy. And so this is a very common occurrence. And when someone that we love pulls away, you know, or just goes cold, it can feel like a mini heartbreak or a full-blown heartbreak altogether. And like I said, I talk to you guys every single day and I hear you say, my marriage, my family means everything to me. This person, I love them still. And so what can we do about this? Well, whether you've just started feeling a shift just recently or the situation maybe fizzled or blew up months ago, the solution, my friends, remains the same. So we call it our attraction CPR method, and it consists of three simple things that you can do right now, truly, to get them trying again. And the goal here is that we want to naturally win back their attention so they stop pulling away more. Get them to hit that pause button. And then when they hit the pause button, they're going to want to take some steps towards you. They're actually going to want to do it. You're not going to force them or coerce them or manipulate them or guilt trip them into doing it. They're going to want to do it, which is what you really want as well, right? So let's really pay attention to maybe some of the mistakes that we're making and what the right things to do are. All right. So CPR is just a silly little acronym that I came up with, okay? CPR, the C stands for connecting communication. Communication actually connects you. The P stands for perspective, and the R stands for release pressure, okay? So let's dive into the very first step there, which is connecting communication, and ask yourself, how is my communication going right now? Do I feel like we're really drawn closer together, or do I feel like we're pulling further apart? Do I feel like there's just so much tension, or we just tend to blow up, or I tend to blame them and we get into arguments and going back and forth, or things icy cold? Or maybe you don't know what to say, so you don't say anything at all. And meanwhile, your spouse just kind of pulls further and further away. So don't you wish that you could know exactly what's going through their mind when they start pulling away? And maybe when they start putting in less effort into the relationship. I know I wish I could read my husband's mind. That would be amazing, right? and impossible. So what's commonly going on here is I'm going to share with you what's going on with your spouse when they start to pull away and when they start to put in less effort. So you don't have to read their mind. What most commonly happens here is that they've created a narrative. Remember, a story, which is justifying what they are doing or why they are wanting out. And most people hear some things like this. It's why they haven't recommitted to the marriage yet. So it's really important we pay attention to what it is. And so those four most common reasons are they think that a divorce, a separation, or an affair, a different person or different partner, will make them feel happier. At the end of the day, we're all looking to have a few common core emotional needs met, which is happiness, security, acceptance, respect, and understanding. And so when they're moving towards that, that's because they're wanting those things in their life, which isn't a bad thing in and of itself, but they may be going about it in a less than healthy or functional way, a way that we don't prefer that they do it, right? And so when we understand that they're actually just doing this because they want to be happier, that helps us to get in their perspective, which we're going to go into in a little bit. The other reason is they think they will feel less pain or sadness. So we pretty much have two reasons why we do anything. We're either moving towards pleasure or happiness, or we're moving away from pain or discomfort. And most human beings actually will do more to move away from pain and discomfort than they will to move towards pleasure or joy. Okay. I don't really believe it's pleasure. I believe that's a little surface level. I believe joy is actually what they're really going for. That's what our souls are really calling us to. Okay. So more often than not, your spouse is trying to move away from pain or sadness or discomfort. They feel guilty for what they're doing, or on their narrative helps them feel not so guilty. So that's the third reason why they start to pull away and have this narrative about you. Maybe they have made some really poor choices. Maybe they've behaved in some low value ways, and that makes them have a lot of guilt and shame over what they've done. Sometimes you'll hear this as, it's not about you, it's about me. I can never forgive myself. I can't let this go. You deserve better. You deserve to be happy. That's kind of the narrative that we might hear a spouse say when they feel guilty for what they're doing, and their narrative helps them maybe feel not so guilty. You might also hear this if they're saying, it's your fault I had the affair. You made me do this. You made me so unhappy that I had to go do this, right? It's a deflection or maybe a projection. They're projecting what they did and why they did it on you. Okay. So sometimes that also comes across as, well, I don't trust you, when really they're realizing that they don't trust themselves because they know they've broken trust in this situation. And now they're projecting what they did or what's going on inside of them onto you so that they don't feel so guilty about it. And they don't have to do as much self-reflection to change. Because again, what are they wanting to do? Move away from pain and discomfort. Okay. Does that make sense? Is this resonating with you guys? Leave a comment. Let me know which of these sounds like where your spouse is coming from. What are the things that they've said to you? What are the reasons why they want out? What is the narrative or the story that they're telling about you and the relationship? And above all, this is the fourth one, but it's almost universal, is that they're afraid to let go of their self-defense mechanism. They're afraid to let go of what they feel like is protecting them from feeling more pain or feeling more discomfort and moving towards a greater level of comfort and happiness. And so when they let the story go, they're often going to be afraid that they will be hurt again or that they'll be put back into pain and discomfort. And so this is a very challenging situation, but it is not impossible. The good news is that because they had this story about you, when we can help them to change that story, then that helps them let that story go so that they want to work with you again and they see the possibility of being happy with you again. And that's the whole process that we guide our clients through. Right now, we're focusing on the very first step. And it is a whole journey, right? We have four steps for a reason. Today, we're focusing on the first one, which is attraction and getting them to hit the pause button. So a big part of that is identifying what their story is and uncovering the deeper root issues of why we have that. Now, why is this so important, right? So the narrative is what keeps their walls up, keeps them in a sense of protection or a sense of I don't have to feel so guilty here. And so it protects me in a way from you or in a way from my own guilt. Okay. And unless we help them let that wall down, then they won't come back to us because that defense mechanism is really, really strong. And that's where most people honestly get this whole thing wrong. That's why so many marriages end in divorce. That's why so many people try to save their marriage and they do everything they can and it doesn't work out. Because they're not doing what actually works. They're doing things that they think are going to work or they've been told are going to work, but only to find out that they're very ineffective, that they take too long, or that what they think are working, the things that they think that they're doing that are working are actually backfiring. So they're unintentionally pushing their spouse further away. And that's where I see most of you guys at. So most people, like, we go about trying to get our spouse's attention at this stage in all the wrong ways, because there's actually a biological response that goes on inside of our body when we experience trauma. When we experience trauma in a relationship, when a person says, I just don't love you anymore. I don't want to be with you. Our body experiences trauma and we have increased levels of cortisol and all the stress hormones, and we start to react out of instinct. And we cannot really trust ourselves in that situation, which is why it's so important that you don't just depend on yourself to get through this, but that you have guidance and expert help to help you get through that. Because if you just rely on yourself, you're going to make some of these mistakes, right? And I'll be the first to raise my hand and say, I've made all of them, right? So you may have heard these before, but I really want you to pay attention to how you may be doing them and how they may be sneaking in into your interactions with your spouse at this time, because you've experienced some trauma and your body's going into fight, flight, or freeze mode. And it tends to make us react in low value ways and to put pressure and fear on our relationship and on ourselves, which only actually pushes our spouse further away. I gave you the ending. I wasn't supposed to do that. I was supposed to tell you what the mistakes were and then tell you that it pushes your spouse away. Oh, well, so many of you guys have been following us for so long, you already know where this is going anyway. And if you're brand new, well, then I just gave you the answer before the test. But here are some of the common mistakes that we make, right? Demanding that they work on the marriage, right? That sounds like you need to do this. You need to change. You need to end the affair. You need to honor your marriage vows. You need to go to counseling. You need to go to therapy. You need to do something different so I can feel better. Okay. Demanding they work on the marriage, first mistake. Second one, manipulation. I'm going to take the kids from you. I'm going to ruin your credit. I'm going to wreck you financially. I'm going to ruin your reputation. I'm going to tell your mom, right? I'm going to tell your mom. I hear that one sometimes. If you go and do that with this person, then I'm going to go do whatever I want to do. And sometimes we try to play the jealousy game and we try to act like maybe we're having an affair or maybe we're interested in someone else. And we do all of these things and behave in some really low value ways in an attempt to try to get our love back. And your intentions to get your love back are good, but the way that you're going about it is not healthy or functional. And even if they came back to you because you did those things, is that what you really want? Do you want them to come back to you because you scared them? Do you want them to come back to you because you threatened to take your own life? Do you think that's going to lead to a healthy, trusting, secure relationship that's functional? Or is it just going to be more loose ground beneath your feet? And yeah, they might come back for a time, a few weeks, a few months, maybe even a few years. But eventually, my friends, that foundation will crumble beneath you. And at that point, there might be absolutely nothing left to save because they may be completely done with the mind games that you've been putting them through. Make sense? I know this can sound hard. I know this can sound like, whoa, Heather, you just like, boom, that's exactly what I've been doing. Huge hit to my ego is what one of my dear friends here in our audience in the Thriving Marriage said to me. It's like, that was a major slap to my ego, but I needed it. So that's why I'm here for you, right? I'll give you the good, healthy slap to your ego. So if we're doing manipulation, pay attention to, is that what's really going to help you get to where you want to be in your relationship long-term? What about freezing, withdrawing? That's a fight, flight, or freeze mode, right? We get scared, so we withdraw. We pull away. We freeze. We don't know what to do or say, so we end up doing nothing. And doing nothing at this point is not going to solve anything. Okay? It's not. You have to be proactive and take some action here in the right way. All right, what about begging, pleading, acting out of desperation? So normal. In fact, this is the one I see the most often. This is when we go into hero or victim role of the drama triangle. Please don't come. Please don't leave me. Please come back to me. Please, I'm begging you. Please don't do this to the kids. I'm begging you. Please give me another chance. Acting out of desperation. I'll do better. I'll save the day. I'll make all these positive changes. I will be everything that you need me to be. Please just don't go, right? And that we feel like is what's more often than not going to be what actually works. But I'm here to tell you, my friends, it doesn't. It does not work. Why are so many gurus and coaches and counselors and therapists and well-meaning pastors and people out there, well-meaning friends saying, work on yourself, improve yourself, meet their needs, do all these things, lose weight, blah, blah, blah. And then they're going to want to come back. It doesn't work because you're still doing it from a place of desperation, of neediness. I need you to do this so I can feel better. So do you see the common theme with all four of these? I need you to work on the marriage, demanding. I need you to come back to me or I'm going to do this thing to you, manipulation. I need to protect myself and withdraw and I don't know what to do, so I'm going to protect myself and not do anything. Freezing, withdrawing. I need you to come back. Please don't leave me. Please, I'll do anything for you so that I can feel better. It's I. That's what the animal does. So when we get into this place, my friends, where we've had trauma and we've had a biological, neurological, psychological response to this trauma, we cannot trust ourselves. We cannot trust ourselves because it's all about us. It's all about the I self to protect itself. It's like an animal and starts to react out of instinct. And what happens is that when we are in this animal mode, we are going to mess it up. Okay. But the good news is that you don't have to just rely on yourself. And that's why we created the CPR method so that you can learn how to navigate through those emotions, to process through those emotions and through that trauma so that your body doesn't just continue to rule the show. Because what happens is your body goes into that stress mode and it turns off almost completely the reasoning part of your brain. So you are not acting as a human being anymore. You are reacting as a scared, threatened, terrified, hurt animal. So if that's not where you want to come from for the rest of your life, then we need to learn how to shift out of animal brain and back into higher reasoning, into our higher selves, and step out of the drama triangle and step out of the pattern. And when you do that, you will feel better and you will also be a lot more attractive to your spouse. And you will be laying a healthy foundation to have a functional, healthy, happy relationship going forward. So my friends, all of these common mistakes do what? I gave you the answer at the beginning. I was so silly and I did that. So you better know it by now. Put it in the comments and let me know if you were paying attention. What do these four things do? These four common mistakes. I'm going to watch the chat here and I've got some people on live. Exactly. It pushes them further away. Thank you. I appreciate you guys weighing in there. So thank you. All right. They push your spouse away more. They will drive them. They will say, oh, there's Sarah going again into criticizing, complaining, and demanding that I change, demanding I work on things. I'm so glad that I'm done. That just validates my reasons for wanting out even more. Or there she is moping and whining and, oh, poor me and pity party. And I don't want that in my life, right? Or there he is that's saying that he is going to change everything and save the day, but he's broken my promises. And I just know that he's not really meaning it. He's not sincere. So I'm done, right? So all of those things are actually only going to further validate the reasons why your spouse wants out. And it's going to give them further reason to do so. So oftentimes you may think that you're doing the right things, but you have no clue that what you're doing is actually backfiring. And so if you feel like, you know, I got to text my spouse every day, if I got to send her flowers, I've got to, you know, remind them of our marriage vows and be super positive, I got to work on myself and all these things, and your spouse hasn't hit the pause button yet, it means you've missed something along the way. It means you've missed something. And it's okay, because it's not your fault. These things are not taught to us. I believe our society has programmed marriages to fail. Maybe that's a little harsh, but at least it's not supporting and teaching and having a healthy environment conducive to successful family relationships. Otherwise, this world would be a very, very different place. The good news is, though, is that just because you haven't learned these things doesn't mean that you can't learn them now. We all can have the chance to learn and improve and become a better person and a better version of ourselves by modeling what works and knowing what actually works. So again, if you're sending your text messages every day, you're trying to just listen more, if you're helping more around the house, if you're doing everything you can to show that you're committed to them and that they can trust you, all of these things may seem like the right things to do. But if your spouse is wanting space, says, I love you, but I'm not in love with you, or that they need to find themselves, then most likely these things are backfiring or are simply absolutely ineffective. Okay. And it leaves us when we're doing that. I talk to you guys, you're exhausted. You're exhausted. You're frustrated. You're confused at what to do. You're starting to give up hope. And it's not because the situation is hopeless. It's because you haven't been shown the right method. So the beautiful part is I've seen so many well-meaning husbands and wives learn how to do what actually works to build connection, to restore broken trust with their spouse. And it works by doing what really works, okay? And that brings us to perspective, which is the P in our CPR method. Here we strive to understand why your spouse is doing what they're doing and communicate that through that kind of connective communication of, I see that this is true for you. I see that this is where you're coming from. So the first step here is I want you to get a little curious about why they think and feel the way they do. The thing that gets us out of animal brain, okay, and out of low value ways of reacting and you know, going about life is to get a little creative, to get a little curious, to start to use some of those higher reasoning parts of your mind, to step out of the I, it's all about me here, and to start to see what they're going through, why they are doing what they're doing, why they're saying what they're saying. So get a little curious about why they think and feel the way they do. My partner, Mark, here at High Thrive Coaching, the co-founder with me, talks a lot about how would your partner describe their actions in their own words? Like, how would your partner describe what they're doing? Why would they be doing what they're doing in their own mind? It's all about putting yourself in the other person's shoes. And then when you start to see where they're really coming from, we give them some validation. Now, validation can be a little confusing to some people. So I want this to be clear. Pay attention, okay? It's not excusing them or saying that I agree with what you're doing, but it is saying that I understand that for you, this is true, that for you, this is where you're coming from. I see that for you, you feel like I haven't emotionally supported you in a long time. And I can see that that would be really hard for you to feel that way. Right? So we're validating them that I see that this is true for you. When someone validates you, it really brings down those walls and those barriers, right? When we feel understood by someone, then it helps us to feel so much lighter, so much freer, and more open and willing to share parts of ourselves because we crave understanding, right? We all want to be understood. And when you can give that gift of validation and understanding to your partner, it is going to start to open up some of those avenues of being able to communicate even more. Okay? All right. Awesome. So we want to get curious about why they think and feel the way they do and then validate those reasons. I'm just thinking again of a client that we worked with, Michelle, and she shared with me, you helped me so much, Heather. I never could have fixed my relationship with my husband without you and Mark. Every now and then we take a step backwards and I always come back to both of you and your insight to get me through. Each time it's brought us together. Thank you for always being there and for helping me to see me. Identifying my negatives has helped me fix me and make the wanted changes that have impacted my life and my marriage in a positive way. And what she's talking about, my negatives, aren't negative things about herself, because the truth is that the pure, authentic version of yourself is amazing and perfect and good and beautiful and worthy and enough just as it is. But along the way of life, we pick up some old, you know, some patterns, some limiting beliefs, and we pick up some crap, right? And so those are the patterns and the negative things that really aren't you. Or the lies that you've been bought and sold, that you believed that are true, that are not true at all. And when you start to remove those and peel those off like a snake shedding its skin, that's when you uncover the truth of who you really are. And that's when you find your personal power and your personal peace. And that's when you can go through any challenge in life. Like she said, we do take steps backwards. We do. We have challenges. We take steps backwards. We're human. Sometimes animal brain comes back over, right? Lizard brain gets activated and we react in low value ways. And so because that's part of the human process, though, then we know that these challenges that come and our own mistakes and our own setbacks, that we are okay no matter what. And that we aren't looking to external people, to our spouse, to our kids, to our friends, our coworkers, our external circumstances, our finances, or the economy, or our government, or any other thing outside of us needs to change for us to feel better. We find that we, everything that we're wanting, everything that we're needing, everything that we're craving, that we think we're going to get out there from someone or something else, is a lie. It's only found within ourselves. And that's what she's talking about making those changes that she wanted to make for so long, but didn't know how. And we can't rely on ourselves when we've been through trauma, right? That's why we need help and we need guidance. And that's why we're here to guide you through that and to help you uncover who you really are. So I went deep there for a minute and I want to pull it back a little bit into how do we show our spouse that we are understanding them and that we are striving to see their perspective and validate where they're coming from so that they don't keep running further away and that they want to open up and share even more with us. So I told you at the beginning, I was going to share with you the one text message that you can send immediately. Yes, you have my permission. And it will guarantee that they'll be thinking about you when you're not around. Okay, you guys ready for it? Okay, it goes like this. It's a formula. You're going to have to customize it to yourself because I don't know your exact situation. Some of you I do because I work with you, but I don't know everyone's here, right? So apply this in the way that feels best and right to you with where you're at, because you know yourself, you know your partner, and you know your marriage better than anyone. Okay, here it is. I understand that you feel blank about blank. That must be hard for you. I realized I contributed to blank. I am working on myself to become a better person because I want to blank. It feels good to understand where you are coming from and where you are at. So let me know if I got it right and if there's anything else you want to share. Okay, that's pretty much the formula, right? So let me walk you through an example. All right, I'm thinking of one. Okay, I understand that you feel like I haven't tried to work hard on our marriage for several years while you did. And that must be really hard for you. And I realized that I contributed to that because I thought we were fine and I didn't really read the signs. I didn't really know how unhappy you were. And I was a little bit aloof. And you're right, I didn't really prioritize it the way that maybe I should have. I'm working on myself to become a better person because I want to be someone that's understanding and respectful and has a good relationship with the people that are closest to me. It feels good to understand where you are coming from. So let me know if I got it right. Okay. So what are the elements here of why this works so well? And it's not just a hack. I mean, these have to be genuine things inside yourself. I'm not saying come from like a fake, inauthentic place. Your spouse is going to get a whiff of that and they're going to be flying to the hills, right? And it's not going to help you in any way either to be fake. So what I am saying here is come from a genuine, sincere place, a sincere place of wanting to understand them, a sincere place of validating what's true for them, a sincere place of what you are wanting to change, what you are taking accountability for yourself. Okay. And how this works is it gives that validation, right? We're validating that I see that for you, this is true. I see that for you, you think that you're happier with him. I see that for you, you think that you're happier if we're no longer together. I see that for you, that that is true. And that I did these things and that that must have been hard for you. Or that you're feeling this way. And I realize that because you're feeling that way, that must be hard for you. Understanding, it must be hard. I have some empathy, right? And if empathy is hard for you, then you haven't quite gotten out of the animal brain yet. Okay. And so if you're still stuck in animal brain, then let's help you get out of that. Understanding, right? And then care. And there's no pressure here, which is the next part that we're going to talk about. Releasing pressure. Was there any pressure in that marriage? In that message, come back to me, work on the marriage, meet me for dinner, go on a date, change, do this. You never do this. I'm blaming you for this, right? There was no pressure. There was no tension. There was no demands. There was no, hey, let's do this next step thing to get our marriage good again. All of those things are putting pressure on the relationship. And at this point, it's not going to be well received. Agreed? All right. So let's talk about the P, which is okay, I can do this. The R and the CPR, which is releasing pressure. I hope you guys just laugh with me when my tongue gets tied because it happens a lot. And I try really hard, but oh well, that's just what happens. So, all right, taking the pressure off. What does this mean? I talked about how that text message had no pressure. And this is so, so, so important and where a lot of people get it really wrong. So taking the pressure means taking the pressure off of you, yourself, off of them, your spouse, and off of the marriage, okay? That pressure, that tension is going to push them further away. It's going to put you back into animal brain, right back into the trauma in your own body. So what we want to do here is create space to allow the relationship to heal and allow the relationship to become functional and give space so that they hit the pause button and do not run away anymore. When your spouse says, I want space, sometimes we think that means that we need to live in different households or that we need to be separated or that they don't want to see us ever. And I've been amazed. Sometimes it is that, but more often than not, what they're talking about when they want space is that they're wanting no pressure from you. That's what they're wanting. They're wanting some breathing room. They're not necessarily saying I'm completely done. Otherwise, that would be what they're saying instead. When they're saying I want space, it means that this feels really uncomfortable. I really don't like the tension from all this pressure that you're putting on me and on the marriage. And I need some space from that. I need you to kind of back off. All right. I often relate this to a cat and mouse analogy. It's like you're the cat and they're the mouse and you're chasing after them and they're freaking out. So they're running further away. And then you say, no, come back to me, work on the marriage, go on a date with me. Here's some more text messages and some more flowers and come to therapy and all these things. And what are they doing? They're like, no, they run away even more, right? And they want more space because it doesn't feel safe. And so what we want to do is like back way off. When you take a big step back, it doesn't mean you're giving up on the marriage. It doesn't mean you're showing to your spouse, I'm done and I'm not willing to work on this anymore. It's saying, I respect you. I'm hearing what you're needing. And my friends, if you've been pursuing them and you're an animal brain, you need this too. Why? Because your body is pumped full of cortisol and stress emotions, and you're going to keep behaving in low value ways that will continue to backfire and will continue to push your spouse further away. And you will continue to be in stress and pain and fear, and it will not go away when the relationship ends. That's a pattern that you're in. And we talk about divorcing the pattern, not the person. Because sometimes people think if I just change the person, then everything's going to change for me. Only to find out that it wasn't the person at all. It was the pattern that they were in. And if you're still in an active pattern of that, you've got to shift it. And we'll help you do that. You've got to shift it so that you're pattern interrupting. You're stepping out of the drama triangle and you're creating space so that now the mouse or your spouse, which I think is so funny that that rhymes, your mouse spouse, your spouse will start to take some steps towards you. First, they're going to hit that pause button. And how do you know if they hit the pause button? They're no longer talking about divorce. They're no longer trying to leave the house if they're still in the house with you. They're no longer pulling away. They're no longer making threats. They're no longer really angry and volatile. They just kind of like, you reduce the tension here and it feels safer. And so you both need to hit this pause button. You both need to reduce this tension. You both need to get out of those patterns that are not serving you. We all get to choose. You can choose to stay in the same patterns and you're going to continue to get the same results. Or you can choose to do some new things in some new ways and get some absolutely new results. So what happens here from this psychological standpoint is that you take the pressure off. Your spouse notices. They notice. It's going to get their attention in the right way. Okay. And again, it creates that space so they can start to take some steps towards you. Okay. And what happens here when you take the pressure off of yourself and off of the marriage and off of your spouse is that you are going to feel a whole lot better. I can promise you with everything inside me that you will feel so much better. You will feel like a weight has been lifted off your shoulders. You will feel like you have peace. You will feel like you have calmness and centeredness in your life. You will feel like it's okay no matter what happens. You get to a place, it's not giving up. It's more like calming down. It's more like empowering yourself. It's more like centering yourself. It's more like finding truth instead of stepping into patterns of chaos and patterns of destruction and patterns of drama, right? It's finding your center. It's finding your strength. It's finding your inner part of yourself. And it's saying, truly coming from a place where the weight is off your shoulders, the burden is gone. You can sleep at night. You can focus at work. And yes, things might not really have shifted or changed so much in the relationship yet. Things might kind of still look the same, but the way you feel about it is completely different. You feel calm. You feel peace. I said it before and I'm going to say it again, but my client said it to me like this about 5 years ago. I feel like a rock in a storm and I cannot be moved. And no matter what happens in my marriage, whether it works out with her or whether it doesn't, I know I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be okay. So you feel so much better. You're not giving up, but you're coming at the situation or the issue here, the challenge, from a place of peace and centeredness and your higher self instead of the animal brain that always messes everything up. Okay. You're calm, you're centered, you're empowered. You learn to process emotions and see the beauty and the gift in them, that they're trying to teach you something. They're trying to guide you to something. They're there to serve you. And you process through them, allow them to move through you and move you forward in this beautiful journey of life rather than being ruled by them, rather than getting stuck in them, rather than letting them control you. And that's a beautiful place to get to. Right? So in our coaching program, I teach you our daily tool for calming negative thought patterns and those things that make us behave and self-sabotage and act in low value ways that drive your partner away and rob you of your peace and your happiness. To me, that's worth everything. To me, that's worth every sacrifice. To me, that's worth every investment, every dollar, every hour, every minute I spend, because that's when your life changes. That's when you truly transform as a human being. And when you change that pattern that you have adopted and taken on in life, then everything changes as well, including your relationships. And that's a beautiful place to come. I'm not promising challenges won't come. I'm guaranteeing they will come. But you are the person that then becomes an overcomer. You overcome the challenge and become a better and stronger person because of these things. And what an amazing gift to give to yourself and to give to your children and to give to the world, to shine that light on what's possible. You've seen others do it. You know it's possible. It is the rare road. Most people don't choose that. But the beautiful gift of life is that it's going to keep giving you challenges and keep giving you opportunities to choose that if you want to. And if your soul is saying, I'm ready, I am done with this, I do not want to live the rest of my life the way that I've been living last years or decades, I'm ready to change those patterns and look at myself and see my relationship through new eyes and allow my spouse to see the relationship through new eyes if they choose to, right? So here is another example of a client that went through this. And I love what she said, Rion here. I found High Thrive at a point in myself where I felt like I had lost myself. You guys feel like you've ever lost yourself? I know I have. You know, it's a challenging thing. Leave a comment if you've been going through that. If you're feeling really lost in yourself or your spouse is saying, I've lost myself. I was dealing with stress and pressure from elements of my extended families, and years of difficulty had done damage in my life and marriage. High Thrive courses, boot camps, and coaching helped me immeasurably. The most tangible impacts were personal insight into my life, which I felt so disconnected from. Taking charge of my own values and desires, which I had lost. Really focusing on living my life by design, on purpose, rather than just bumbling along. Now, life still has its challenges, but I feel like I am the solid ground I was looking for. My marriage is in the best place it's ever been, and I am more myself and happy with who I am than I have been in years. Thank you so much for all you do and all you continue to do. So she went from feeling lost, from feeling like she lost her values, that she lost herself, and that she was just bumbling along. And that's so relatable, right? To shifting those patterns, shifting those difficulties and damage and the trauma that she'd been through and uncovering who she really is, connecting to who she really is, what her values really are. And I love that she says, focusing on living my life by design. That is when we step out of that drama triangle and we become a creator in our own life, a creator in our own marriage. We no longer feel like a victim. We no longer feel like we have to try to make things right and make people change. We no longer feel like we have to save the day and save the marriage and try to get them to work on things and all this stuff. We become a creator. And all the pieces of the relationship in your life fall into place exactly as they're meant to be. You no longer have to try to force things. You no longer have to try to wish and pray and beg and plead. You have a quiet peace and empowerment that everything is exactly what it's meant to be. And it's all good. And it's all okay. And that no matter what happens, I'm going to be okay. So that is where we want to get you to. And the result is that you feel lighter, you feel happier, you feel freer, and truly okay, no matter what happens. Does that sound good to you? Does it sound like what you want? Is your soul calling you to that, to experience life in that way? No matter what you've been through, no matter what pain, no matter what abuse, no matter what trauma, it is a reality and a potential, and it exists for every single one of us, no matter who we are. And guess what? That is a very attractive state to be in for your spouse. You become attractive to your spouse. You become a person that they want to be around, a person that they can see themselves happy with, right? And so, my friends, this is truly just the beginning, right? Attraction CPR is going to be what helps us start to get that heart pumping again, right? And there's more, though, to fully restore a relationship. Agreed? This is just the beginning to get them to hit that pause button and no longer pull further away. We didn't get to really cover here how to restore trust when it's been broken. This is just how to get them to stop running away more. Trust broken even from affairs or even from multiple affairs, from multiple broken promises, from things that we said we would do and we didn't do, or they said they would do and they didn't do. Vows that we made that we broke, vows that they made that they broke. How to help them let that narrative go about you fully, okay? What we want to do is get their desire going again here. If they don't have the desire to work with you or want to be with you, then then they're out, right? And so that's what we need to start with. How to overcome the friend stage, or I love you, but I'm not in love with you. And so that's going to bring me now to our marriage mythbuster. How do you know the difference, and what do they really mean when they're saying, I love you, but I'm not in love with you? Okay. So when they're saying, I love you, that means I care about you, but I'm not in love with you, meaning there's no more desire in me. There is no more spark in me. We've lost that connection. And that connection is necessary for a relationship to be what you want it to be in a healthy marriage, right? And so that is what they're saying, is that I still care about you, but there is no more romance. There is no more passion. There is no more attraction here. And sometimes they're saying it as kind of a gentle way of letting you down, because they know that this is hurting you and they don't like to see you hurting, because they're probably generally a really nice, kind, caring person that has a lot of empathy. And so they know this is hurting you and they're trying to make it less hurtful. But more often than not, it's that they're saying, like, I just don't have that spark or that desire anymore, because it's been lost over time, or it's been smothered, or it's been suppressed, or you've had buckets of water dousing on it for years of negativity and poor patterns that's just gone. But it's not really gone. Inside every single one of us is an ember, and that ember can be relit. And so I'm going to share with you guys on Friday, we're opening up a brand new course called our Attraction CPR Method. And we're bundling this entire course with our PATH process so that you guys get the whole shebang from start to beginning. So you can go from point A, where you are right now, to point B, where you really want your marriage to be. Okay. And so we're opening doors for this brand new Attraction CPR program bundle called our Thriving Marriage Now System on Friday. And we're going to show you exactly how to do that, how to get their spark going, how to get them to reignite that desire so that they come running back to you. So they want to work on the marriage with you. So they can see themselves happy with you and are running back into your arms. And they are the one embracing you. They're the one initiating contact, which is what we want, right? We want it to be natural, like a magnet pulling back together. And so the reality is, my friends, that you are the best person in the world positioned to know how to get that spark back again. Why? Because you've done it before. You've done it before. And now we can create a whole new relationship. We're not just restoring the marriage to what it was, because you know that that's not where you want to be, right? Creating a new relationship that's going to be even better and more amazing and healthy and functional with healthy patterns than ever before. The first step, though, is to get that spark back in them. And I'm going to show you how to reignite that spark, that desire, that attraction in your spouse. So if you want to get in, we're opening doors on Friday, but we're going to open it up to only 100 people at the first launch price, okay? Which is only going to be $197. More details about that to come. So if you want to get in to our early bird list, and you have the opportunity to join 1 hour before everyone else, then leave a comment and say early bird, or comment me, so early bird or me, and I will make sure to get you on the early bird list. So you have the opportunity to join this brand new program and get your spouse running back to you, wanting to be with you, taking steps towards you, initiating contact with you, and embracing you. So if you want that, comment me or comment early bird, and I'll make sure that I get you the link so you can join the early bird list and have the opportunity to join before everyone else. So we have 40,000 people here in our Thriving Marriage Facebook group. Maybe a little more. I haven't checked in a few days. Last time I checked is about 40K. All right. We have over 5,000 subscribers on YouTube. We have an email list of over 100,000 people. There's a lot of people that are wanting this and needing this. But again, we're only going to give it to the first 100 people at the special launch price. After that, the price will go up. So if you're wanting that, comment me or comment early bird. I will make sure that I get it to you right away. So my friends, I want you to know that time is really precious. And if your spouse has not hit the pause button yet, time is not on your side. You do not have the ability to afford one more wasted day being an animal brain, one more wasted day letting your biology rule what's going on here because of the trauma that you've gone through. It's time to get help. It's time to turn things around. It's time to divorce the pattern and not the person. If your soul is calling to you to greatness, then let's answer that call. If your soul is calling to you, hey, there is a better way of doing life. You can do this with so much more peace and grace and strength than you realize right now. Let's shed the skin. Let's get rid of the old limiting beliefs and the old patterns. And let's step into a new reality where you are a creator. More and more people are doing this. And it is my life's work and joy to see this happen. That couples are healing and families are coming together and being whole and complete and unified. To me, that is Zion. That is creating a world where we are of one heart and one mind. And so many of you have raised your hands, like Rian here, like Michelle did, and they're saying, I want in on that reality. I don't have to live by the pattern society has programmed me to. There's a different way that I can do things, and you can learn them. And when you do, it changes everything for you. And I love that I see so many of you moving with us to create a completely different world. And it is my personal belief and my personal mission that the more couples do this, the more people do this, the more families and children do this, we will create an entirely different world. It's going to take time, but it's that ripple effect. You drop one stone in the water and the ripples go on for infinity. And that's what we're doing. And so if you're not on the ship yet, it's time to get on. If this is calling to you, if it's resonating to you, do not wait any longer because your life is worth it. Your happiness is worth it. Your peace is worth it. And the legacy that you leave behind when we're done with this mortal life is worth it. So if you're not on the boat, I encourage you to hop on the boat. We know what happened with Noah and the flood. You don't get on the boat soon enough. It might be too late. The good news is that more and more people are getting on the boat and we're creating a whole different world. And so if that speaks to you, I encourage you to take action and listen to that inner part of yourself that knows truth. So thank you for joining me. My heart, my love, my appreciation flows out to you. I cannot wait to see your marriage thrive.
Thanks for listening to The Thriving Marriage, your A to Z blueprint for not just surviving marriage, but thriving. Until next time, my friends, thrive on.